Life is precious, and we all have the opportunity of living it to the fullest. Unfortunately, so few of us know how to manage it all. How do we account for our opportunities? How do we account for our time? How do we account for our relationships, health, spirituality, homes, finances, influence, and careers? How do we account for the one life we have to live? I am so glad you asked. In this program, you will find answers to all of these questions and more. Welcome to the Account for Your Life podcast with your host, the healthy accountant himself, Jay Moore.
What's happening, everybody? What's going on? I want to welcome you back to another episode of the Account for Your Life podcast. And today we are discussing all you know is what you learned. All you know is what you learned. Guys, it's 2023. And in 2023, are we going to learn something different? Are we going to do something different? Are we going to try something different? Are we going to become somebody that's different? You know, that's a question that I continue to ask myself. I hope you're asking yourself that question as well. So what do you know? What do you know about your life? What do you know about your business that could be potentially limiting you from going to the next level? That's a question like that. What do you know about your life? What do you know about your business that's potentially limiting you from the next level? And I was listening to my mentor, man. I think this month, we'll go ahead and just say I'm dedicating the month of February, Black History Month, to Dr. Miles Monroe. Yep, Dr. Miles Monroe. I started listening to videos while I'm in the gym the past couple of days. I said, you know what? While I was in there, I just decided that this month, I'm just going to allow Dr. Miles to continue his legacy within me just by talking to me, you know, by mentoring me this month. So I'm learning things about things that he's talked about that I haven't heard him said, which I thought I had heard everything, and he made a statement about learning. And here's what's interesting about learning. What's the problem? What's the problem? Or what's the opposite? Or what's the thing? Learning is interesting because I think it's whatever the book is, but my people perish for lack of knowledge, right? So if you don't get the knowledge, you definitely can't learn anything. And it's Hosea, right? Yep. Hosea said that. And he said that because, look, at the end of the day, if you don't get the knowledge, if I don't get the knowledge for our business, if you don't get the right knowledge for your business, then you could potentially continue to work the job that you have. You could potentially keep trying to do the same thing over and over. Just yesterday, on January 31st, I decided that I would change. I says, because all I know is what I've learned. And really, to learn anything, you got to do something. To learn anything, you have to do something. So we thought, maybe you thought too, just like me, I thought learning was listening. I thought learning was reading. Nope, learning is not reading or listening. Learning is actually doing something. And I just decided I'm going to do something different in February. I did. Yesterday, I started out. I got some other things on my plate that I have to do. Because imagine this. What are your hopes? What are your dreams? And I say hopes, right? Because the thing about hopes and the thing about dreams, they don't just show up. Now, you could have a dream. Martin Luther King, a lot of people are going to be talking about Black History this month. And Martin Luther King had a dream that one day, you know, black and white would sit together and there'll be no strife. His dream has come true. Like everything that he dreamed came true. So how did he get the dream first? But here's the thing. I wish he was still here. Because if he could see what's happening, he'd be like, wait a second, but why are we now hurting each other? Why is black on black crime so big? You know, why are the police officers, you know, folks that are supposed to take care of people, why are they not taking care of people? Which back then they were doing the same thing technically. It was just legal. It was legal for police to beat you up back then. So let's think about the things that we've learned for our business today. That's it. Just business. We'll we're always going to talk about your life. And what knowledge do we need to actually start moving in the right direction? And let's think about one thing today. And here's the one thing. What do you know about making money? What do you know about making money? What have you learned about making money? And what have you learned about money that's potentially holding your business back? Man, look, at the end of the day, I'm so grateful for my parents. I'm so grateful for the environment that I grew up in. I'm so grateful for, you know, the situations and the challenges that have continued to show up, you know, because those things are there so that you can become aware. I wrote that word down in my book, notebook this morning. Awareness. If you're going to do anything well in 2023, it's becoming more aware about what's happening. And if we're talking about our business, we have to become aware about how a business works. And a business is created for reasons, right? I thought a business was created so that I could like pay my bills and stuff. Like that was the reason why I started. Like, oh no. Oh, I said, I'm going to get rich. Oh no, you can, but you don't want it. Nope. No one cares if you want to get rich. No one cares if I want to get rich. I could be in the marketplace somewhere. I want to get rich, guys. So why don't you do business with me? Like, I know. What are you talking about? You want to get rich? No one wants to help you to do that. Now, people don't mind getting what they want. People don't mind taking what they need, but no one wants you to get rich. No one cares. And that was something that I had within me, an obstruction that was costing me millions and millions and millions of dollars because I wanted to get rich. No one cares. I says, wow, all this time I didn't know that I was hurting myself. All this time I was thinking that people cared. No one cares, man. Think about this. When you woke up this morning and you got out of bed, you had needs. You had things you had to get done. So it's like when somebody comes to you and they said, man, Jay, well, I need this. And you're like, well, shoot, I gotta take care of myself. Like you calling me saying you need something, but I need to take care of me. So everybody wakes up thinking about themselves. So if we start a business with that mindset, oh, no one cares about me. That means you and I have to care about them more. They have to feel like we care about them more than they care about themselves, to the point where they say, well, wait a second, that's what I need. Oh my goodness, Jay had an experience. Jay has gotten a breakthrough that I need. Man, how can he help me get the same breakthrough? See, because once people know you have what they need, then they would just seek you out. They would just ask you, hey, well, do you take clients for that? Man, is there a way that you could show me what you did? Everybody has a story. Just like yesterday when we talked about your mess. Your mess is your miracle. Your mess is your message. Your test is your testimony. And those things that we thought were the check. Oh my goodness, I'm going through these problems. That's the gift. God's like, yeah, I know you can go through those problems, but you know what? There's the gift. Yeah. Thank me later. Thank me later for that opportunity, when most of us don't realize that the opportunities that God gives us come in the form of our experience, which technically then our experience becomes a seed that we didn't have to develop so that we could take that seed into the marketplace. So you have a business. Just like I have a business, right? And in our business, like the main business, which is accounting and tax, I'm like, well, how do you set yourself apart in this business? I says, man, I'm gonna just do something stupid. I'm gonna provide something so stupid that when I provide it, people are like, oh my goodness, like that was cheap. You know, and so I just create a list of things that we could add into. And this is just for tax, not accounting, because that's a totally different service. We could try doing that. I've tried adding that before. That one's different. But I added a long list of things. And you can see it on my page. A long list of things that we give as a result of working, helping someone with their business tax. And I was just like, but I'm going to tell you, be honest. What I learned about about giving services is you can, oh no, you can't do that. Oh, that, oh no, 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 you don't want to add too much in there. Yeah, scarcity. Scarcity on my part, not scarcity on the fact that they should get it, but scarcity that I'm giving too much away. When if you just pay attention, look, I watch a lot of marketers, and literally I took the model from another marketer who says, there was a story of, I think it's the, oh my goodness, the Stratosphere in Vegas. Maybe that's the name of the hotel. And that particular hotel was a rinky-dink hotel back in the day, you know, and the owner, he had to create, like, no one was staying at his place. So he had to figure out how he was going to get customers to stay at his place. And so he created like this unbelievable offer for someone who came and stayed at their place for two nights, where he gave them, I think he gave them, you know, gave them champagne every night, gave them dinner the 2 days, gave them golf, gave them, I think he gave them a whole bunch of things. And you say, wait, all for just a small number. And apparently he built his business on this kind of offer. So in your business, you have to create something so valuable that when people see it, they say, well, goodness gracious, I'd be an idiot not to take that, because that's exactly what I'd like. That's exactly what I want. That's exactly what I desire. See, because if all we do is go with what we learned, I'm just thinking about this. If all we do is go with what we learned, then all we'll get in life is what we've always gotten. If all we do is go with what we learned, then all we get is what we have always gotten. Anybody want to change that? Anybody looking to make a huge change in 2023? And I'm going to tell you, it's all going to be key to a breakthrough, right? Because think about this. If you needed to learn something new, then that means you're going to have to break through something that's old. More than likely, there's going to be a limiting belief. There's going to be a belief. What is a limiting belief? It's, oh my goodness, what would you think about this? You're probably not driving. And if you are, you can do this with me. But if you're not driving and you're sitting, I want you to think about sitting inside your car. You're in your car, we're driving. You're driving. And the speedometer, I want you to look at the speedometer. The speedometer goes from 0 to 160, maybe 180, 220, 2-something, 240 in some cars. What do you think about this? Can the car only do 55? The car can not only do 55. The car can go to 80. The car can go to 100. The manufacturer of that car, why did they put 0, 0, and then they went all the way to 160, all the way to 220, 240, whatever it is in your car? Why did they do that? Well, they did that because they tested that this car can go that fast. I'm going somewhere with this. You don't want to miss this. They tested that the car can go that fast. All you know is what you've learned. What you and I had learned early in life is to go 50, go 55, don't go over. And when we see people going faster in their life, when we see businesses growing faster, we look at them and think that they're different. We look at an Elon Musk. We look at a Bill Gates. We look at all these successful people and think that they are different from us. No. They was given the same vehicle you was given. And here's the thing. Now we can go into our car and we can say, wow, look, you know, I've got a Dodge Charger. Wow, look, you know, Dodge. Wow, look, I can go that fast, right? Or, you know, my wife, she's got a car. She can go that fast, but we don't. We don't go as fast as it can go. We don't reach our potential. Why don't we reach our potential? Well, it's just because we're going with what we learned and not where we can go. I'm going to say that again. We're going with what we learned and not where we can go. you can go further than you thought you could. It's just that somebody put this thing called the governor on you, which is a limiting belief. They put this, and they didn't even know they was putting it on you. Maybe it was just the environment you grew up in that somehow it seeped out into the airwaves. It seeped into all the frequencies. And so you and I, in some cases, may operate on a frequency that just won't move. It won't move. You can't go faster than 55 because you don't even know you can press the gas. You don't even realize that you can go faster. I'm here to tell you. All you know is what you learned up until today. But because of today, you have an unlimited potential for yourself, not based on what Jay can do, based on what you can do. It's unlimited. The only limits that's going to be placed on you are going to be more than likely physical limits. Anything that's mental, oh no, there's no limits there. Why? Because you can actually learn to do whatever it is that needs to be done. God made us that way. So when you see somebody, you know, living in their potential and it's they're going way faster than you, it doesn't mean they got a better car. Doesn't mean that they was gifted something totally different. What it means is they figured out what to learn. And because they figured out what to learn, they're actually doing the things that makes them light up. They're doing the things that's taking them to where they got to go. But what about you? What have you learned? What have you learned that's potentially keeping you? I'm not going to say you're stuck because you may not be, but that's keeping you not going as fast as you can go. What have you learned? Because if all you know is what you learned, and you're not learning anything else, then that's scary. So think about that today as you go throughout your day and as you're thinking about how to account for your life, account for your business. Look, all you know is what you learned. So that means today you got to learn something different. And when you learn something, that means you're doing something. There's no learning without doing. So if you thought, look, I used to think I was learning something just because I was reading something, and that's not true. You got to actually do something. You got to actually, you know, I'm creating a new way for my learning, all because I realized I was open to change. Are you open? I hope you are. Guys, I appreciate you for joining me for this episode of the Account for Life podcast. This is Jay Moore, the Healthy Accountant. I help you to account for your life and your business. God bless, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. We are so glad you invested this time with us. Always remember, you only have one life to live. So live it to the fullest. This has been the Account for Your Life podcast with your host, the Healthy Accountant himself, Jay Moore. Until next time, make it a great day.